Welcome to JesusJournal.tv. Jesus is alive. We're going through another series here. It's 12 roles of Jesus, or 12 I Ams. Jesus just say I am several different times. Not all times he said I am, but there's 12 roles of Jesus. And this is the first one. And this one is the Good Shepherd. It's taken from John 10:10. And we all know this verse because it's often said, and especially charismatic circles, the thief cometh not but for to steal and kill and destroy, and I've come that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. John 10:10-11, King James. But you can read it anyone you want because he's still the good shepherd no matter what translation or paraphrase you're reading. So what does that mean that he is? I am the good shepherd. What does that exactly mean? Well, I can tell you what it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean that he's a good cowboy. Shepherds and cowboys are different. Shepherds, lead their sheep by their voice. Cowboys get behind the cows and push them, and rile them up and drive them. It's called a cattle drive. God did not send his son to drive us. He leads us with his voice. So he's not the good cowboy. And so if you always feel pressured, know this, that it's, that Jesus is a good shepherd. So he's not trying to drive you to where he needs you to be. He's going to call out to you. In fact, he knocks on the door hoping that you open up because you know his voice and you'll follow him out of the bad pastures into the green pastures. Hear my voice. I'm a good shepherd and giveth life for those sheep. He hears my voice. That's how he leads us. We need to know his voice. And the best way to know his voice is, for one thing, you got to be born again to even hear his voice. And it doesn't mean you don't hear his voice before born again, but if you hear his voice before born again, he's telling you that you need to repent and be born again. But one way to really greatly able to increase your ability to know the voice of God, the voice of Jesus, whether it be, you or somebody else or whatever, is to get into the Word of God. There's a story about Martha and Mary, and Jesus came, to the house, and Martha was trying to, do all the hospitality stuff and get dinner ready. But Mary stood at the feet of Jesus while Jesus spoke, and finally Martha got upset and stopped Jesus in the middle of his teaching and said, "Please rebuke Mary because I'm doing all the work here." And Jesus responds and says, "Martha, Martha, you care about too many things. You're worn out. But the better thing is Mary sitting down here. What she's been given will not be taken from her." And too often we get up from the feet of Jesus. Too often we're not praying. Too often we're not in the Word of God, that our peace is taken from us. Our righteousness is taken for us. So many things are taken from us because we haven't spent the time that we need to at the feet of Jesus. And not just one time, but every day. We really need to do that every day. Jesus said, "Come to me," and he is our daily bread. So we need to come to him. So the more often that you spend time with Jesus each day, especially in the morning, you're going to be able to hear his voice. You're going to be able to recognize his voice. And so when you need his voice in things that the Bible doesn't cover and things going throughout the day, you're going to be able to be more certain that it is him leading you through the Holy Spirit. So you need to hear, but you also need to be a doer. Don't be a hearer only. So whenever you're reading, whenever Jesus is speaking to you in your heart, you need to make a point to do it. Because if you're just a hearer, not a doer, if you decide, have selective hearing, you've already experienced that with your children, and it's not going to, or your employees, it's not good. So you want to be not only a hearer of Jesus, but a doer of Jesus. But Psalms 23 is a thing about a good shepherd. And since Jesus is the good shepherd, let's read Psalms 23. This is the New American Standard updated. No, it's not. This is ESV. So it says, a Psalm of David. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Now that doesn't mean we don't want him. I only say that because when I first got saved, that's where I got stuck. Why would I not want him? But it means we shall not want. We should be satisfied. It doesn't mean we don't get hungry. It doesn't mean we don't have desires. But it means we're not driven by those hungers and thirsts. We're not driven by those desires. In fact, Jesus is, he gives us. He is the food that we need. He is the water, the bread from heaven, and the living water that we have. When we come to him, we'll never thirst again. Of course, while we're in this lifetime, we are going to hunger and are going to thirst. But one day, this can be taken care of. But when we're with him, reading his word, and we're sitting at his feet like Mary was, we're not being driven by desire. which is cattle driving, right? He makes me lie down in green pastures. So he's going to have to lead you somewhere. If you're in a place where you're not having green pastures, you're not having enough to get along, you're not satisfied, the world looks bleak around you, let him lead you to green pastures and lead you beside still waters, you know, and not just, you know, rushing waters. I guess everybody likes that rush of rushing water when you float down the river, but he's going to lead us to a place where we can take that drink. He restores my soul. Our soul is our mind, our will, and emotions. You need to restore those things. And before you get saved, and it takes a while, your emotions are out of whack. Your thoughts are out of whack. Your will is against God. I mean, so there's a lot of things that he needs to restore. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So it's good for his name's sake, because if he just waited for us all the time and you know, to get it right, then, you know, if he just didn't call our name, we wouldn't get it right. And that's how he does. He's a good shepherd who calls us by name, but he does it for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. So there is some darkness we're going to have to walk through even as a Christian. There are some places, if we want to get to the other side, there is going to be some storms that he is leading us to. So it's not always green pastures and still waters. That's what he is leading us to. But in this world, we're usually in the wrong place at the wrong time. And so he's got to lead us back through where we came from, through that darkness and through that shadow of death. Oh, I call it the shadow of doubt. God, are you going to really lead me? Am I really going to get out of this place into a green pasture of still waters? I will fear no evil. We shouldn't fear evil, especially what's happening in this country and what's going on with our president, what's going on across our border. We should not be fearing evil. If the Lord is our shepherd, you know, then we shouldn't be fearing these kind of things. Should we be concerned? Certainly. Should we pray about it? Certainly. But we don't need to be fear, because fear will drive us away. It's either faith or fear. And faith will cause us to see that there's a real situation, that's a real problem, but it's not going to drive us away. Once again, back to cattle driving, which is what the devil does. He wants to drive us. He wants to, can't think of that word, what happens when cattle start taking off and nobody can stop them. I can't think of the name right now, but it's not good. Stampede. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. So we have a lot of enemies. Once you become a Christian, you're going to have a lot of enemies. And some of that enemy is in your flesh. Some of it is in your own household. But God will, you know, take time to refresh us, to sit down and have a meal in front of all our enemies. Anoint my head with oil. It keeps the bugs off our heads, like it does sheep. My cup overflows. So your cup should overflow. It should overflow to so much that you want to tell other people about what Jesus has done for you, what God is doing for you. We should have that overflow. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. We can always expect that when we're being led by the Holy Spirit and Jesus. I shall dwell on the house of the Lord forever. So that's what the good shepherd is doing, is leading us to his house, to his father's house. One day we're going to be at his father's house, where we're going to have that green pastures and still waters, where we're not going to have to worry about the enemy any longer. That's why he's called the good shepherd.